From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Missouri is in many ways getting a polar opposite as its next governor. While Eric Greitens was a political newcomer who touted his Navy SEAL service, Mike Parson spent 12 years in the legislature and served as a county sheriff before becoming lieutenant governor. His areas of interest include agriculture, law enforcement, and education opportunities for rural students. John Turner is a former public school administrator in an area Parson used to represent in the legislature.
Rural schools with populations of less than 800 kids K-12 make up the majority of the school districts in the state of Missouri. And as a person that focuses on research with rural education, I'm really excited that we're going to have Governor Parson there.
Greitens is set to resign at 5 p.m. today. Parson is to be sworn in 30 minutes later in a private ceremony inside the governor's office at the state capitol. Republican Senator Roy Blunt says Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson is the right person at the right time for Missouri. Governor Eric Greitens announced his resignation earlier this week after striking a deal with prosecutors to dismiss charges he misused charity donations during his campaign. Lawmakers from both parties had called for Greitens' resignation, but Blunt remained notably silent. He says Missourians elected him to make decisions in Washington.
The one thing they didn't elect me to do is decide who should be governor. There was a process for that, and frankly, I think the process worked.
Blunt says Parson's experience as a third-generation farmer and a county sheriff make him a great fit for governor. Blunt stopped in Kansas City to talk about federal tax cuts. States are raising the bar of academic standards for measuring students' learning, but a federal report issued Thursday says that bar can be different from state to state. Ryan Delaney reports that it makes it hard to compare Missouri students to their neighbors.
Federal education researchers compared each state's measure of academic proficiency in 2015 with its own exam given to fourth and eighth graders nationwide. Then, as now, Illinois used one of the difficult tests known as PARC.
Overwhelmingly, the PARC standards are higher.
Peggy Carr is Associate Commissioner of the National Center for Education Statistics.
Of course, we have to keep in mind setting standards high doesn't necessarily mean that performance is also high.
The test Missouri used in 2015 was more middle of the road for rigor, but Missouri is no longer using that test, instead creating its own. Kansas uses its own test, too. Researchers found its measures for eighth graders in math and reading are among the nation's highest. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Black drivers continue to be overrepresented in Columbia Police Department traffic stops, and the disparity is even higher than in 2016, the department said in a release yesterday. The department reported a racial disparity index of 3.28 for 2017, according to reporting from the Columbia, Missourian. In 2010, black residents made up just under 10% of the population. If that number were correctly represented in Columbia's traffic stops, the index would be 1. The number continues to climb, though. In 2016, the index was 3.13, and in 2015, it was 2.97. The Attorney General's office will release a full report today, including information about other demographic groups and data on arrests, vehicle searches, and contraband hit rates. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.